Hi, this is Pastor Roger Jimenez from Verity Baptist Church in Sacramento, California. Just making a quick video about Tyler Baker. Recently, Tyler Baker made a video where he basically called every pastor in the new IFB movement a girl and a woman and a sissy.
Bunch of pansies. These bunch of wimps and girls. He wants to stand up all the time too and act like he's this tough guy. He's a weak little woman. You're a girl, buddy. You are a woman. What does that say about the manhood?
Right.
But he was just as much of a girl and a wimp as all the other guys. You're too gutless and too much of a chicken and don't have a spine. That should make you look down upon Jimenez even more.
Right.
Stop preaching like you're a tough guy. You're weak.
You know, I just want to say thank you to Tyler Baker for showing us how to be a man and how to stand up for what you believe in. I mean, it's not like Pastor Anderson confronted you when he found out about the heresy that you were spreading in his church. It's not like you threw your friends under the bus and you tried to shift the blame to save your own skin when he was confronting you about your stupidity.
Okay, now let me ask you this. Did the word polytheistic come out of your mouth in regard to our teaching on the Trinity?
Not my mouth, no.
Whose mouth did it come out of?
Rick Martinez.
And what did you say?
I do not agree that you believe in a polytheistic.
I don't care. What did you say?
I'm sure I've said it before.
You've said what?
I've said that it's similar to polytheism.
Yeah, sure, Faithful Word Baptist Church is the best church in the world, but what about one that's even better? You didn't say that.
No, I did not say those exact words, no.
I didn't say those exact words. So you said something like that.
I said something similar.
Yeah,
after
you're
somebody
going
else
around
up
saying
me.
Stupid stuff like that. Exactly.
Can I tell you the honest truth?
Yeah, tell
you
me
can
the
ask
truth.
Rick Martinez this. I showed it to him, and he has showed it to most of the people. I promise you.
Then you're an idiot.
And when I showed it to
and
him,
you
too,
know what?
I promise this from the bottom of my heart. Let me tell you this. I showed it to Rick Martinez when I started finding it in the Bible and asking him about it, and I didn't
finding
even really
believe
it myself.
Fool. You're an idiot if you believe that. Okay.
In his video, Tyler Baker goes on to explain how you don't really know if a person has the guts to stand up for the truth until they've been tried, you know, through trials and through persecution.
You know, you can't really, like, people, you can't really tell whether they really are manly or not. You understand what I'm saying? Like, by looking at someone, you can't tell that. You have to put them in a situation. You can't visibly look at someone and say, you know, and try to figure out whether this person is a tough person or whether they, you know, and I'm not even talking about, like, physically tough. I'm talking about just where they can, like, stand on their own 2 feet, where they have principles that they will not be pushed around on, where they stand for the truth. You can't really tell that by what people say and stuff like that. They have to be tried in fire. You understand what I'm saying? They have to be taken through fire, and then we'll find out.
So, you know what, Tyler, you're right. I mean, I can't really think of a time that myself or Pastor Anderson had to stand up and preach a truth from the Bible that was not popular, where we were persecuted or attacked as a result of our teaching.
We are one pulse! We are one pulse!
Tonight, protesters showed up in force to decry the hate-filled sermon of a local pastor who said those who were killed in the Orlando massacre deserved to die.
So, Pastor, obviously, you've probably gotten a firestorm of reaction to
yes,
what
I have.
Was said in
right.
your sermon. What's your response?
Well, you know, let me start by saying that I don't regret anything that I said, and I don't take back anything that I said.
No, they want to stand for the truth when it's convenient.
A Tempe church is being labeled a hate group tonight. Their anger targeted at a specific group wishing they were dead. ABC 15's Christopher Sine has an exclusive interview with their leader who brought out the Bible to defend his church's values.
Do you hate homosexuals?
Absolutely.
So again, I just want to say thank you to Tyler Baker for being the epitome of manhood and teaching the rest of us how to actually be men and stand up for the truth.
And whether you believe that or not, you know, there's nothing I can do about that.
You're an idiot if you believe that.